ever find yourself scrolling through social media and you're like, wait a minute, did I used to think that way? You know, like when someone's going off about some big cultural thing and you swear you used to totally agree with them.
Right.
Makes you wonder how much our opinions actually change as we go through life, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we're digging into today. How much do our opinions really change?
Yeah, it's a great question.
We've got this fascinating study by sociologists Kevin Kiley and Stephen Vasey, and they used data from the General Social Survey to look at just how much our beliefs actually shift over time. And the results, well, let's just say they're a little bit surprising.
Well, and it's funny because we often like to think of ourselves as being, you know, open-minded.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm constantly, like, evolving my viewpoint.
Evolving, yeah. Are we?
Yeah, that's the real question, right?
That is the question. Like, are we talking major system upgrades here or just, like, swapping out a few apps?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Give me the new iPhone, but my opinions are the same.
Well, and so Kiley and Vasey, they dug into this by looking at two contrasting models.
Okay.
The first one they call the active updating model.
Okay.
And this is basically the idea that we're constantly downloading new information.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're refining our views as we go.
Always getting the latest update.
Exactly. Think of it like that friend who always has the newest gadget, you know, and they've always got the latest opinion to match. They're on top of it.
Oh, I know that person.
Right.
They are so up to date.
Exactly. But then there's this other model, the settled dispositions model.
Okay.
And it kind of paints a different picture. It suggests that our beliefs are a little bit more like, you know, a well-seasoned cast iron skillet.
Oh.
They get shaped by our early experiences and they become pretty much set by a certain age.
I love that analogy. That's great.
Yeah.
So are you more of a cast iron skillet when it comes to your beliefs? This study suggests you might be more settled than you think.
Interesting.
To illustrate this, Kiley and Vasey, they looked at people's opinions on working mothers over a period of several years.
Okay.
They asked, can a working mom have just as warm and secure a relationship with her kids as a stay-at-home mom?
Hmm.
How do you think people's answers to that question changed, if at all, over time?
Okay, so let's say you ask someone this question year after year, right? Mm. An active updater. Mm. They might say, well, you know, back in the day, I thought this one way, but then I became a parent myself. Saw how my friends were balancing work and family life.
Mm-hmm.
And now, my perspective is totally different.
Right. Yeah, they're integrating new information.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
They're updating their stance.
What about our cast iron skillet friends, the settled dispositions folks?
Yeah, so they're more likely to stick with that initial gut feeling.
Okay.
Even if their answers, you know, kind of fluctuate a little bit year to year.
Right.
Maybe, you know, their kid's going through a phase or they read a particularly compelling article.
Right, right.
Their core belief, it tends to snap right back to that original position.
So it's like a rubber band. It can stretch, but it ultimately returns to the original shape.
That's a good way to put it.
This is already making me question some of my long-held beliefs. But before we jump to any conclusions, let's dive into what the study actually found, because it turns out that what we think of as opinion change might be something else entirely.
Okay, all right.
This is where it gets good.
I'm intrigued, yeah.
Okay, so remember how we were talking about opinions changing? Get ready for a little bit of a plot twist here.
Okay.
Kiley and Vasey, they found that what we often see as someone changing their mind might actually just be a temporary blip.
You know?
It's like when you hit refresh on a web page, you're kind of hoping for different results. But
right, it's the same old, same old.
It's all same old.
Exactly.
So they found that a lot of what looks like people changing their opinions is really just...
Yeah, temporary fluctuation.
Oh, okay.
Or sometimes even just how we measure opinions can be a little tricky. Right.
Right.
So some of it might even just be that.
So you're telling me all those debates I have with my family at holidays, they're basically pointless.
Well, hold on. Not necessarily. Because remember what we're talking about here is like these measurable changes.
Okay.
In what people are saying.
Right.
Over time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's still possible to have those heart-to-heart conversations with somebody.
Right.
And for them to really maybe see things a little differently.
Yeah.
But those deeper changes, they might not always show up in these big surveys.
Right. Okay. Good point. Good point.
Right.
But still, it makes you wonder if true lasting change is actually pretty rare.
Right.
Then what does that really tell us about how cultures change over time? Like, how do we explain those big shifts we see happening all around us?
That's a great question.
If everybody's just sticking to their guns, how are things moving?
Well, this is where things get really interesting from a sociological perspective.
Okay.
Because it's less about individuals, you know, doing those big dramatic U-turns in their beliefs.
Okay.
And it's more about like a gradual wave of new perspectives coming in.
So it's more of a generational thing.
Often. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Classic. You know.
Okay, boomer.
Right, exactly.
The older generation's got their well-seasoned skillet.
They're set in their ways.
And the younger folks are bringing in their fancy new cookware.
Exactly. And in fact, the study did find some pretty interesting age differences.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, for example, when they looked at things like opinions on, say, physician-assisted death.
Okay.
Or affirmative action, younger people were way more likely to update their views over time compared to older adults.
So are younger people just more easily swayed? Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't say it's just about being easily swayed. It's more that, think about it, they've just had less time. To form those really solid opinions.
Right.
Right. They're still exploring. They're still encountering new information that might challenge what they think.
Right. They're still figuring things out.
Exactly. Their cast iron skillets are still heating up, so to speak.
Love it. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But what about the stuff where age doesn't seem to matter as much?
Right. So the study found that there were some areas where opinions were surprisingly consistent across the board.
Okay.
So, for instance, views on the Bible, like we talked about earlier.
Oh, the Bible?
Yeah, there's very little variation by age.
Interesting.
So certain beliefs, they really do seem to become deeply ingrained no matter how old we are.
It's like part of who we are.
Exactly. And this actually connects to a concept that sociologists call cohortization.
Ooh, I love a good sociology term. Break it down for me.
So basically, it's the idea that the time period when you come of age, you know, that culture, the big historical events.
Okay.
All of that really shapes your worldview.
It leaves its mark.
It does. It leaves a lasting impact.
Okay. So we've talked about how many of our core beliefs are super resilient.
Yeah, like those cast iron skillets.
Exactly. But I mean, surely we all know someone who's had a major change of heart at some point, right? So what were those rare cases where Kylie and Vasey actually did see people's opinions shifting in a real way?
Yeah, good question.
So there were a few key factors that they found that seemed to make a difference, that made people's opinions budge a bit.
Right.
And you know how we were talking about those opinions on the presidency fluctuating?
Yeah, yeah.
They called that the influence of public reference.
Right.
So basically, when the actual thing you're asking about changes,
right,
it can seem like the person's changing.
Yeah.
Even if their underlying beliefs are actually still the same.
Exactly. It's like the target's moved.
Right. So it's not me, it's you, kind of?
In a way, yeah. It's like rearranging the furniture in a room. It feels different, but the room's the same size.
Okay, I like that.
Another interesting thing they found was about what they called social mechanisms.
Oh.
So this is the idea that, you know, when a behavior is reinforced by something external, like if you're going to church or you're part of a political party.
Right, so you're part of a group.
Exactly. That tends to be more influential than just like an internal shift in your own mind.
You've got that external accountability.
Yeah, exactly. It's harder to backslide on your beliefs when you've got a whole community. Right?
Right, exactly. They keep you honest.
Exactly.
And then, of course, there are those hot button issues that we talked about.
Right, the ones that get everybody going.
Yeah, exactly. Family dinners, watch out.
Exactly. So those, it turns out, can actually lead to more significant shifts in attitudes.
Really?
Yeah. So, for example, during the time period they were looking at opinions on gay marriage, they actually saw some big changes there.
That makes sense, because when something's constantly in the news, on social media, everybody's talking about it.
Right.
It's hard to avoid thinking about it.
You're forced to confront it.
And maybe reevaluate.
Exactly. That constant exposure, it creates opportunities for engagement, for reflection, and, you know, potentially for real change.
For actual change.
Okay. Yeah. Although what's interesting is they didn't see that same pattern with all the hot button issues.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So for instance, marijuana legalization, that also saw an increase in support during that time.
Right.
But it seemed like that was more about, you know, generational replacement.
Okay. The younger generation coming in.
Exactly. Rather than older folks changing their minds.
Got it. Got it. So it's not always the same.
Right. It's a complex mix of things.
So really what we've learned is that it's a lot more complicated than we might think.
Exactly.
It's not just about, you know, getting older or having new experiences.
It's about age. It's about social influences. It's about the issue itself.
Right. There are all these different factors.
All these things kind of come together to create this fascinating tapestry of how our opinions evolve.
It really is fascinating. And it makes you think about your own beliefs.
Absolutely.
Are we really as open-minded as we think we are?
Right. Are we just creatures of habit?
Holding on to our trusty cast iron skillets.
It's a great question. And it's a good reminder to maybe take a step back and really examine those deeply held beliefs that we have.
I love that. Yeah. Take a look inside. Look at your own skillet.
Exactly. And ask yourself, is this really me? Or is this, you know, my upbringing, my friends, my generation?
That is a fantastic question to leave everyone with. Really dig into that. Yeah. Think about where those beliefs came from. And that actually leads into something else we could dive into another time, because this study, it focused on adults.
Right.
But what about those early influences?
Right, from childhood.
Exactly. How do we form those beliefs in the first place?
Yeah, how do they take root?
That is a deep dive for another day.
I'm in.
But for today, that is it for our look at how much our opinions really change.
Great discussion.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.